Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and all hail our Minecraft overlords. Fucking Steve, I swear to God. And with me, I have...
Fuck cancer. Just... fuck cancer.
And...
I would have something to gag except the fact that I've been spending the week covering a lot of anime. 24 anime. No, 22.
That's old. That's not even half the whole season.
Jesus Christ, how much shit got delayed to now because of COVID?
A lot.
I don't know.
There's like 50 shows this season.
God damn it. There's only really like one I know off the top of my head that I want to watch. Of course, it's the one with the involvement of the Danganronpa people, because I'm just that kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think when I say, that looks familiar, it's like, oh, that spot looks familiar.
Yeah.
What the fuck, there's a... So I just cover half of the season? Sort of.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But also, yes, fuck cancer. First you take Neil Peart from us, and now you go for Eddie Van Halen. This year sucks.
That's putting it really lightly, yeah.
I swear to God, if they go for someone else next, I'm going to scream. I don't even know who. Just, let's make sure Les Claypool makes it out of the year alive. But anyway, here we are, episode 194. So, how's everyone been doing this past week?
I've had better weeks. Yeah, that news sort of really brought me down to where I just was just in a bit of a funk. Just going back to listen to a lot of prime Van Halen cuts. Most of the stuff from 78 to 90, by the way, that's pretty much the prime Van Halen discography.
Really? Even the Sammy Hagar years?
Especially the Sammy Hagar years. 5150, that's my favorite Van Halen album.
Ah, wow.
People give the Sammy Hagar years a bad rap, but at the very least, early on, very good stuff. Especially 5150. Yeah. Aside from that, yeah, it's just more of the usual.
And all right. Mark, what about you?
Let's see, aside from the fact that I just said earlier about, well, me doing all those anime first impressions, and that's both written, that's written in the little audio thing I do on TikTok. By the way, yes, I have a TikTok, by the way.
Ah, they got you too, eh?
Yeah, I just do like 15 second type of shit, but yeah. Is either that, and so far, that's it. That's all I can account for. I mean, we should mention one thing that didn't happen the past week.
Yeah, I know. Interruptions everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had some stuff happen. I had to deal with family stuff and reorganizing my house. That's a lot of fun.
And there were, in fact, family things going on at my house as well. So just, yeah, expect the roundup this week. Well, recorded this week.
Yeah,
and then hopefully posted up by the weekend.
Yeah, what the fucking odds that you two have that much shit happening that week.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, as for me... Well, there's only one really notable thing that happened. I finally took a test for coronavirus, and I'm negative.
Yay! Negative brothers!
How deep did they go?
Well, technically it was a self-administered oral exam. I guess they have those down here, I guess. So I somehow lucked out of the brain swab.
Yes, same as me. I figured they would do that whole shit, but I guess they didn't. I guess they got some. Oh, that doesn't involve. I don't know. Going in, I was like, God, there's something inside my nose. Oh, about to sneeze, but I might die or like some shit like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's just the thing they could do now. But yeah, aside from that, just me going about my usual business. But now it's time for this podcast to go to its usual business. As always, starting with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes for your weekly listenings. First up, since we're now properly entering the spooky month, spooky Christmas, as some people might call it, it's about an appropriate time for the guys at 2 Minutes to Late Night to start getting very creepy and crawly with their, you know, quarantine covers and whatnot. Starting things off this month, we have a cover of Halloween 2, originally by the Misfits. And, yeah, it's a Misfits song. I think it's a late period one, like late 90s, early 2000s, and it just sounds like vaguely spooky punk, I guess. No strong opinions on the original. But as for the lineup this week, in addition to the always prepared for Halloween Arsenio Hall, we have Abby Ryan of Life's Question on guitar, Danny Lamelli of Incendiary on drums, Liam Wilson, bassist of the Dillinger Escape Plan, of course playing bass, and on vocals we have Dwight Hellion of longstanding metal act Integrity. All I really have to say about it as a cover is that I kind of like it better than the original. I mean, the sludgy tones and all of that production go pretty far in amping up the original into something with a little bit more meat to it. But at the end of the day, it still just feels like a cover of a Misfits song that's just kind of there. That was mainly chosen because, well, Halloween. Spooky.
Yeah. Just for the record, this was actually a Misfits song from 1981 and was redone by Samhain, you know, the other Glenn Danzig band, in 1986.
Why the hell did that one upload say do that? I gotta read shit better. This has been a week.
Yeah, you'd know it's definitely spooky season when the pumpkins show up in the background. Very solid cover, very heavy and aggressive and all that fun stuff. And it's more goodness from Guarcinio and company. It's cool.
Now, hopefully sometime in the next year or so, the quarantine will let up and maybe we can finally get season 2. But that's a long ways away. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Just as a quick little update, Da Da Dance by Baby Metal still haunts every waking moment of my existence.
Yes!
I feel like that needs to be stressed because it's been like a year since that album came out already and it's still there. But they're obviously not completely done with that album cycle yet, as we have a new-ish song from them. This being a cut that was originally only on the Japan-only version of Metal Galaxy, and it's a track called BMC with X's in between all those letters. And apparently a music video that has the girls fighting each other and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers. That's something called the Tenkaichi Metal Budokai, which I don't think I ever owned that Dragon Ball game, but I'm pretty sure I'll find a copy of it at GameStop for like 5 cents. Assuming they're still open at some point in the next year, which I doubt. But anyway, yeah, this one is significantly more synthetic in its production than the usual Baby Metal spiel. I mean, it opens up with this kind of squealy, almost dentist drill synth, a production that extends...
Bow, 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 yeah.
That. And the riff is this very, like, down-tuned chug that has a lot of very obvious, like, glitchy stutters and hitches. The girls themselves kind of have this aggressively forceful, like, triplet vocal delivery that kind of has its own sort of choppy sound to it and everything. And it's mostly just really, like, straightforward and aggro in that regard. And, like, you know, it's certainly mosh fodder, and it certainly slaps.
Mm-hmm. I am very jealous that we didn't get the full double album version of Metal Galaxy over here. I mean, it's just 2 more tracks, y'all. Come on. Yeah, this is a very good track. It's got plenty of heavy 9-string riffs to them, along with some fine bars from both Sue Metal and Moa Metal, complete with those more electronic elements sprinkled in, you know, pitch filtering, electronic drum beats to add to the madness of this track, especially that fast syncopated wanna beat, want some beat part. Oh, my voice cracked.
Damn. But
yeah, that part in the pre-chorus, I think. It all builds up to a song loosely defined by the Genius Translation as Metal Cipher. It's good. It's very good, very heavy, very fast, very wicked, very fun.
Now moving on to the opposite of fun. Hey, it's been a while since we've had to talk about the band Epica. In fact, I'm pretty sure last time I did was on an album roundup around the time they released that really irritatingly mediocre Attack on Titan covers EP. I still think that's one of the lousiest, most underwhelming things I've ever had to talk about in the entire history of this podcast. It's just not good. Oh shit, that's right. Attack on Titan's coming back this season. Fuck.
December, yeah.
Yeah, in December, so it's the winter, no.
The limbo space in between. But yeah, it's been a while since Epica have had a proper full length, but looks like they're coming back next year. February 26th, we'll see the release of their newest album, Omega, and here we have the lead single, Abyss of Time. And hey, look at that, Epica is still easily one of the most underwhelming groups in the whole symphonic metal genre. Honestly, all I could get out of this track is that it's like a boneless mix of like Flesh God Apocalypse and Nightwish. Mostly because like, for as much as it tries to sound like epic and grandiose, there's not really like a strong sense of pace or momentum of like build up and payoff. The whole thing just kind of feels like weirdly inert, even with that one really heavy grooving riff in the middle that's easily the best part of the song. It all just feels like really basic and treading water.
Yeah, Diet Nightwish. This is just Diet Nightwish. Nothing more need be said. And this has nothing to do with the song, but last week I got an email from Revolver telling me about the latest exclusives in their vinyl store, and it just so happens to include Epica, Ice Nine Kills, and Three Teeth. And the first thing I thought seeing all those names, Edge, and Edgy.
Hey, don't group the three of them together like that. I like Three Teeth. Ice Nine Kills can, fuck off, though.
I know you do. I don't. I think their shtick is annoying. But, yeah, that's just me.
Things we will never agree on. But let's move out of the realm of metal for a second, because we got new Anderson .Paak! Again!
Oh, boy!
Again! That's what, like, the second time in 2 months?
Yeah, pretty much. And this one, it's kind of interesting considering, like, he made a song a long time ago. In fact, he showed it during Instagram Live on April with his son. However, since due to the whole George Floyd thing, he shelved that.
Right.
And released Lockdown, which, of course, that's appropriate. But now we got a new Lucy track, something which called Jewels.
With a Z.
And it's produced by B Club, The Breed, Shikati, and this well-known producer we all know and love is Timbaland. You remember him?
Yeah, I remember him. He once made a song with Justin Timberlake about hitting on someone with really bad fast food metaphors. Y'all thought I forgot about that song, didn't you? We never forget Carry Out.
Boy. Okay, so anyway, sounds pretty vibrant, funky, dancey. Pretty much giving him and pretty much like on this one, he does make his voice a bit hot, like make his vocals a bit higher or at least more squeaky. So he kind of knows that that's either him or maybe his son. Well, maybe not his son, but even though like in the video, it's like an anime version of him and his son. That's cute. That's cute. But the song is okay. The song is pretty it's pretty all right. Like from what I hear, you keep with the long break. It's got a cool sun shades on. I know that you're ready. Where you don't go. Where you don't take long. The Tesla rides food down to PCH. Wait, I don't want to say it, but I have to say it. We ain't got too much to do to show up. But a nigga had to prove a point. Hold up. It's a very vibey track. It's very vibey, funky track, which, all right, it's interesting hearing that, him and Timberlake collab for the first time, but, all right, it's pretty cool, I guess, yeah.
Yep, sounds like some pretty vibey, funky Anderson .Paak shit. Moving on to the next track here, another Lucy from a rapper that we haven't heard about for a while at this point, at least as far as music, Cupcake. she dropped a new freestyle called Elephant. And yeah, it's pretty much just 3 minutes of her spitting bars on bars on bars. Like, it's fire as hell, but it's hard to keep track of, like, everything she's dropping. Even though it is a lot of, you know, I'm awesome, everyone else is whack, you know, all that kind of shit. So I'm just, yeah. I only have a few lines I want to quote here, some of my favorites. I'm on your block, boy, no JB, hella woke, but I play sleep. Want a verse, gotta pay me, ain't shit free, no JT. Motherfuckers get a haircut and a Gucci belt, then want to flex in these shitty clothes. Whole lot of time, money shorter than Tory Lanez on his tippy toes.
I knew he was going to mention that line.
Get fucked.
Roasted, motherfucker.
Yeah. And the bug got charged a few days ago, which...
Oh, this is again, a good week.
Get fucked, motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you're like, I ain't heard cooking in a while. Like, I know she was going to some shit last time I kind of heard. But yeah, it's good to hear from her again. Like, she do all, like, she did all the things here. Like, she switched flows. She kept going on. And she fucking did it.
Straight up. But now moving on to a song that's the opposite of fire. Hey, look at that. It's one of our favorite punching bags. Greta Van Fleet.
So we heard from a while.
It's been a while, hasn't it? We're still aggressively salty about all the attention y'all get for basically no reason. You know, they say rock is dying, or that it's dead. And Greta Van Fleet is an argument that it should probably stay that way. But for now, they are still recording music. They have a new one-off single here called My Way Soon. And I will say, good news, Greta Van Fleet has finally decided to take a break from ripping off Led Zeppelin. The bad news is now they decided to rip off Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Allman Brothers. Which I guess basically means that at some point in the next couple years, John Kiska is going to turn into like John Fogerty and start pissing everyone off. And then their next album is basically like Mardi Gras 2, and then they break up shortly thereafter. Actually, there's an idea. Y'all should keep on this track. But like, yeah. It's that basically tells you everything to know. It's basically just like watered down Creedence B-sides. If you want that in the year 2020, fine, I guess.
And speaking of very, very old rock musicians, David Crosby, please shut the fuck up and sit down. Just go away. Nobody wants to hear you right now.
Yeah, you're just the worst.
The worst kind of boomer, yeah. And going back to this song, I see that we're now in the ramble on phase of this band and their continuing derivative and disingenuous identity crisis. And yes, I know that even the almighty Rush got their start doing the same kind of boogie rock that Zeppelin was known for, but Rush would go on to make 2112, so shut your whore mouths.
God damn right. But now to once again move out of that bullshit into some fire shit. Oh hey, look at that, it's once again Griselda O'Clock. You knew it was gonna come back eventually, but it's time again.
Yeah, so... Yep, and just to clap, get things out of the way, yes, the West Side Gun album, Here Comes Sunshine, that's out now. Actually, it's been out for quite a while now, so in case we didn't mention that, but yeah. But now we are to another, member of the collective. Guess who's coming? The Butcher coming, nigga! That's right. Benny the Butcher has a new album coming out this Friday. Title, let's see, Burn the Proof. Burn the Proof, and this could be interesting considering the whole thing is produced by a hit boy who I've been hearing a lot of buzz about him. Like, I know he produced the last Nas album a while back, and this looks something that this one isn't here, so we got this new joint, Timeless, which features that's some strange features.
Why?
Lil Wayne and Big Sean.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that got my ass scratching too. Although I will say with this track, I think this is more like you know, because they're growing large now, they get more widespread attention. I figure if they want to do like a mainstream push, I figure this single might be it. Which I think it's a goal for him, but all right, I can see that. And I'm gonna be honest, this is not bad at all. I kind of liked it. Like Benny does great as usual, and y'all might call me crazy for saying this, but Wayne's feature was not too bad. I kind of liked it. He's actually been the first one of the verses from him that actually sound good, that actually worked, that actually works better. Works better. At least he feels more, well, focused, I think. And Big Sean is, well, he's Big Sean. I mean, he's okay. I mean, it ain't garbage, but it's like, okay, it's okay. He's doing all right. And I think the work where is the beat from Hit-Boy, which does sound like something, this is something that the latter two will be on. But yeah, like, I don't know. I do like some lines from him where he goes like, I'm high to everyone but almighty. I treat the white girl like a wifey. Treat like Aphrodite. Let the goddess satisfy me while I'm rolling the tidy. I talk about the hands of the clock. That means I'm timeless. Don't clock me. Don't tell me I'm forever. But yeah, I don't know if I'm guessing. But yeah, I kind of dig with this track, mate. Call me crazy, but fuck it, I like it.
Yeah, we'll have to see how things shake out when the album drops. Only a few more days. But anyway, moving on to the next track here. Yeah, I'm not sure I have a segue for this one. Todd Rundgren teamed up with Rivers Cuomo to make a ska track. Apparently Todd's got like a new album coming out soon called Space Force. And amongst many songs is this song called Down With The Ship. And yeah, it's just like a laid back kind of ska tune. Definitely not the ska punk of like Real Big Fish or Less Than Jake. Very steady tempo, prominent like brass horns and this really weird hokey like syncopated instrumentation that kind of sounds like it was sampled from whatever music library the developers of Fallout get their musical, you know, references from. Honestly, I have no idea why this exists. Like, you could tell that from the title and some of the imagery in the video, it's trying to be like, you know, a protest song about how fucked everything is. But like, you know, you don't do that in the context of this kind of laid back BS, especially when you don't have the fire to carry through the sediment, especially when the song is lame. Seriously, I'm not sure why this exists, other than I guess Rivers is getting bored waiting for the go-ahead to drop an official new release date for Van Weezer already. By the way, remember that was happening? And then it got delayed to who knows when? Good times.
Speaking of derivative songs, this is a song. I listened to it. I got nothing. I'm stumped. Why is this a thing?
I still don't have an answer for that. But anyway, moving on to the last track here. So, AC/DC's been in a really weird place for like most of the past decade. There's been a lot of shit going down. It's been like 6 years since their last proper full-length album. It's been like 3 or 4 since the death of guitarist Malcolm Young. Lots of really weird lineup fluctuations here and there, even to the point where Axl Rose ended up being a vocalist for the group at one point. Remember when that happened? That was fucking weird, right? But things seem like they're looking up as the group has spent the better part of the past month or so teasing their grand return to the studio for a new album, and we finally have that announcement. Yes, the long-standing Australian rock icons are dropping their newest album November 13th called Power Up. And we have the lead single here called Shot in the Dark, and I mean, if you've ever heard an AC/DC song at any point in your life, then the odds are good you already know what to expect with this song and whether or not you'll like it. It's got lots of those, you know, loud, screeching, bombastic rock vocals, chords and riffs for fucking days, plenty of that classic rock soloing. It's AC/DC to a T. That's basically all you need to know about it.
Yes, this is indeed most certainly an AC/DC track with very twangy guitar chords, steady bass lines, and the usual boom, bap, boom, bap drum beat that repeats on and on and on and on, because that's all the Phil Rudd can do!
Yeah, it be like that sometimes. Or I guess in Phil Rudd's case, all the time.
Yeah, when he's not busy doing other stuff that we will not speak of.
Yeah. But that about does it for the news song discussion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a couple of news topics. So stay tuned, kids. And we're back. So, we only have two news topics to discuss here. First of all, oh, fucking Tom DeLonge again. Ah, boy. So, what kind of alien nonsense is this man getting involved to? You know, besides the last time we had to bring this up, which was irritatingly on the possibility that he might have kind of had a point about UFOs. I still have nightmares about when that news broke out. But, yeah, so he's apparently getting into, you know, the multimedia game because, he announced a while back, you know, a couple years ago that he was doing a TV show about aliens and skateboarders for TBS. Wondering how that's going. And now he's developing a big screen project. That's right, he's getting into the realm of, film directing, because... That's just the thing he can do now. So, his feature film directorial debut will be with an upcoming project called Monsters of California, a coming-of-age sci-fi story set in Southern California. In addition to directing, he also wrote the script himself. Well, not himself, with Ian Miller and To the Stars, Inc., the, I guess, multimedia division of his UFO organization, To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. He's also producing the music for the film himself, so I guess it's going to sound like Blink-182's Table Scraps in the score. But apparently there's been some work already because of, there's already, like, credited cast members, like Richard Kind, Casper Van Dien of Starship Troopers fame, Ariane Zucker of Days of Our Lives. Sorry, I might want to say Ariana for some reason. And Gabriel Hoag of Jeepers Creepers 3. Which, okay.
So Z was motherfuckers.
And apparently there's some other credited actors like Sports Illustrated model Camille Kostek. And two other actors that I've never heard of, with one of the actors, Jack Sampson, a newcomer, starring as Dallas Edwards, part of a group of derelict teenage friends whose investigation into paranormal phenomena lead them to a high-level government cover-up. And yeah, this kind of sounds like it's, I don't know, C-tier Stranger Things, I guess? So, you know, teenagers getting into shenanigans and uncovering government conspiracies, man.
So, who in their right mind would distribute this?
Amazon?
Oh, they so would. I hate how right you probably are about that.
You talk about table scraps, and Amazon does have a lot of table scraps on their service.
And also a bunch of anime that sadly has not escaped to that platform yet.
It's
Recreators!
Yes.
I know, right?
Yeah, son of a bitch. I'm receiving credit so bad. Fucking.
Here's a statement from DeLonge about the film itself. And, statements like these are always fun. I have been playing this story in my dreams for decades. It represents all aspects of my strange existence, including growing up in San Diego suburbia as a disaffected teenage skateboarder. I had a tight tribe of friends who never missed an opportunity to piss people off and made me laugh so hard I would cry. The camaraderie, curiosity, angst, and irreverence is everything that led me to Blink-182, and this story is layered with my obsession with the tightly blurred lines between science and science fiction. So, if a lot of this is based off various aspects of your life, does that mean we get to see that the government is covering up the other 181 versions of Blink that existed before Blink-182? I know that's real, and we will find them one day.
You know... all this just sounds like he just has a lot of free time on his hands, and might I suggest picking up Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 All the levels are unlocked for Free Skate. You can spend hours just goofing around in the game and never get bored because it's fun.
Fuck, that, I still Tom. Need to get that.
And also, you know this thing called COVID, right? Ain't filming a movie.
Yeah.
Ain't filming a movie kind of not, you know, not a good idea at this point, considering, you know, lots of things happen with filming and people getting in, like, well, let's say a certain mass figure, got delayed for a while.
Not even Batman can survive not catching the Rona.
Although, no one's here because he wore a mask doesn't mean he's safe because, like, the mask, well, it don't cover his mouth or nose. So, yeah, because I figure somebody will point that shit out.
Yeah. So, with that out of the way, there is the other news topic to discuss here. And speaking of coronavirus, so you might have noticed that COVID-19 impacted damn near everything, including the traditional distribution of Record Store Day 2020, where instead of its scheduled April, they had to scatter it across like 3 different weekends. So, yeah, there's that going on. And it might have actually recently finished. We weren't able to verify the dates out of memory offhand, but I think it should have ended rather recently. But of course, there's no time to breathe. No, as there's Black Friday coming up, the ultimate symbol of the capitalist consumer hellscape that governs our existence. Fun, right? I can't wait to beat up a grandma over a PlayStation 5. I already got my boxing gloves, and I'm gonna get my teeth polished for my mugshot. But we, of course, have to contend with the Record Store Day Black Friday 2020 offerings, which the list here is about 134 total listings in comparison to, what, like nearly 300, 400 from the regular RSD stuff?
Yeah. Also, depending on which store you will order these albums from, You will normally have the option to place orders online for, you know, pickup or whatever. I believe the website said 1 p.m. Either Eastern or local time for all those retailers. So if you're not going to be willing to, you know, go outside and commingle with people, not knowing if they're clean or not, you have the option to buy them online. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everyone's doing, so it's not so much Black Friday as much as it'll be Cyber Monday, the prequel.
Yeah,
but actually, that happened this week with Prime Day, but whatever.
Okay, I guess Cyber Monday has 2 prequels. But anyway, time to go through some of these, or at least the ones that we find interesting, in order, going from limited run and regional focus to RSD exclusive to RSD first. Starting off in limited run and regional focus, I only have 3 things that caught my attention. First up, Anthrax, Soldiers of Metal. 1,000 copies on, quote, black and orange vinyl of their 1983 album Fistful of Metal. Although I couldn't help notice discrepancies in the track arrangement and even the name, so I don't know if this is like an earlier print of, if Fistful of Metal was like a later print of Soldiers of Metal or whatever the history is, or if someone on the Record Store Day screwed up the naming, but, you know, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
And then next up, there's Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed Collector's Edition. 900 vinyl copies of their 1969 landmark album classic. Each copy handcrafted for truly unique color designs, and they even come with a certificate of authenticity. Just like something you would order when you're drunk as hell at 2 a.m. watching Comedy Central. Good times. And then, of course, there's Sun O with Flight of the Behemoth, their 3rd full-length album that came out in 2002, 800 copies on double LP. The album was notable for featuring some collaborative mixing work courtesy of Merzbow, and even a strange, drony rearrangement of Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls. So, if you're a Metallica fan and you hate Drone, then boy, do I have some bad news for you.
Yeah. This section isn't too meaty. There are only like a real handful of albums in this whole slate, whatever the word is. Nothing too substantial. I did notice there is a new release of Tesla's second album, The Great Radio Controversy. So for all you people who just have a hankering for some really terrible 80s hair metal, Tesla is the way to go, because goddamn, Tesla sucks.
Okay, that's something to say about two things. I'll say this, if y'all are a fan of East Coast underground hip hop and was instrumentals, I got two for you. For Master Ace and Marco Polo, a Brooklyn Story instrumentals in stock of 1,000 copies. And if I love Pete Rock, y'all know who Pete Rock is. You got NY's Finest Instrumentals in stock with, let's see, a thousand in stock. So if you love some classic hip hop beats, then yeah, go for that if you're interested.
Yeah, stuff for everyone. Now we move on to the second segment, which is relatively the meatier one, the RSD exclusive material. What I have of note on here, first off, Alice in Chains, SAP, on 12-inch vinyl, 8,500 copies of their second studio EP from 1992, with the B-side even having an etching of the Alice in Chains logo, for those who like their logo etchings in their vinyls. Then there's a release from our Lord and Savior Dio, Dream Evil Live 87, a 12-inch picture disc, 2,500 copies, with just two live tracks from around that album cycle that are kind of hard to find, so, there's that. Of course, worth noting, since we're in an era of, Linkin Park reissues, especially since I think that Hybrid Theory 1 came out recently.
Yep, I got mine.
Yeah, so now we're getting Meteora, issued on, double LP, 3,000 copies, printed on limited edition aqua blue vinyl. And of course, there's My Chemical Romance, Life on the Murder Scene, which I feel like this came out before. Like, either it was a part of this year's RSD or last year's. But
maybe
yeah.
It got pushed back. I don't know.
Fair enough. But yeah, 7,500 copies of their 2006 live album from these guys. And this is slowly reminding me that their reunion tour got delayed to next year. Son of a fucking bitch. Next up, there is Pucifer, a 7-inch vinyl, 2,000 copies, that features the recently released single Apocalyptical. And on the B-side, apparently a cover of Elton John's Rocket Man. So if you ever wanted to hear Maynard James Keenan try to sing like Elton John, there you go. Hopefully this was recorded before that COVID lung damage started hitting.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least on my end, but what does Corey Taylor think of Record Store Day? He must think something, since he's got a vinyl release coming out called All This and More, parentheses, side by side, a 12-inch vinyl, 4,000 copies, featuring a cover of the song All This and More, originally by the 70s punk group Dead Boys from their 1977 debut album, as well as the original track on the other side, because, side by side. Get it? It's a comparison thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of the ones I picked out here are kind of interesting. This one here is a little more eccentric, but it's cool. It's a 7-inch single by Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, a cover of George Harrison's Be Here Now. It's neat. 750 copies of this. It's whatever. More old stuff here. A one-of-a-kind concert. Mick Fleetwood and Friends / Fleetwood Mac. The Green Monolishi with the Two-Pronged Crown. A 12-inch double single, I think. Yeah, it has Mick Fleetwood, Billy Gibbons, and Kirk Hammett playing The Green Monolishi at the Peter Green Memorial Concert, I think that's what it was, at the London Palladium this past February in the before times. And it also has a studio version of the track, along with a live version dating back to 1970. So yeah, pretty cool.
Interesting.
We have the first new song from David Gilmour in 5 years, Yes, I Have Ghosts, with his daughter Romany Gilmour on harp and vocals. 5,000 copies, 7-inch single. Always good to hear more David Gilmour. We have something very cool and nifty, a 7-inch single of that famous track you hear every Christmas time on ABC. Christmas time is here. Yeah, that song by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Why can't I talk tonight? God. There's also an alternate take on here that has never been released before on vinyl. It's green vinyl, 2,500 copies. This is a little weird. I don't know how you make it out to be, but Jazz Sabbath, a jazz trio formed in 1968. Quite a story behind this group. I don't really know what to think of it. Yes, there are Black Sabbath tracks on here, like Iron Man, Children of the Grave.
Do I want to know how those sound as jazz tunes?
I really don't know.
Okay. A small part of me kind of does.
Quite a story to it. I'm not going to spoil it. Y'all can go figure it out for yourselves. Yeah. 1,500 copies of this. It's a vinyl and a DVD. So, yeah. Go read up on that, kiddies. I don't know how you forgot this, Rob, but Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
Wait, didn't that come out already during the regular record store day drops?
This is actually the reissue of the 1980 UK Christmas single of Ace of Spades, along with a never-before-released instrumental remix.
Christmas single.
It's a thing that happens in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. 2,500 copies of that will be available. And because everyone loves Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson, live at Austin City Limits, 1976, 4,000 copies. Peak Willie. Yeah, there you go. And in the soundtrack realm, I have two here. One, of course, is the soundtrack to the greatest movie ever made, Silent Night, Deadly Night. Unfortunately, it's not Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 with the whole Garbage Day thing.
Never mind.
We can only wish it were. This will also come with two one-of-a-kind hand-cut laminated 35mm strips of film from an original print of the film. It's pretty cool. And, of course, there is the soundtrack to another contender for greatest movie ever made, The Goonies.
Ah, uh-huh. The Goonies.
Yes, The Goonies, a fantastic movie that everyone loves, and more people should pay attention to, because between this and Jaws, I think there's a good case for why rich assholes shouldn't be in political power.
No, really? You don't say.
We tried to warn y'all, but, yeah.
Okay, do you mind if I speak about something?
Go ahead. Sure.
So, this is just found out just today, because it is why I wonder, okay. So, you know how much of the Wayne earlier? Turns out, the Carter 5, the one that the album that got him back under, you know, as he got away from Birdman's clutches, because that whole record shit, yeah. There's a deluxe release of it. You're doing what most mainstream hip hop albums does nowadays, a deluxe edition with even more tracks. Like, you got it has 7 new unreleased tracks and 3 previously unreleased standalone for a 33 song edition, which number 2 CDs because fuck, you're not gonna fit all that shit in one album. Which, of course, okay, you got features from Raekwon, 2 Chainz, Gucci Mane, and Post Malone. But I don't want to y'all fit in that now, but you can't do it for the other one, which, yeah, the other one that no one gave a shit about or not talked about. Like, yeah, you remember? Wait, no, you don't. But, yeah, that's a thing. Is that, let's see, is a quantity at 5,000 copies. But I mentioned it, I don't know. I just fucked with y'all. I don't know.
And now...
Also, one more thing. I was thinking you were going to mention it, Mark, but I'll just mention it here. Pop Smoke, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon on cassette and double CD. That's coming out on Record Store on Black Friday as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. But now we move on to the last section here, which is the RSD first releases of my choices here. First off, we have The Chariot, Long Live, 2,000 vinyl copies of their 2010 album of the same name, featuring two unreleased tracks, a 12-page photo book, and a digital download, all printed on clear/silver split vinyl with black splatter. Long Live was a pretty good album. Secondly, Chris Cornell, Patience, 7-inch vinyl, 6,000 copies of his cover of the song originally by Guns N' Roses, with a B-side that features a cover of Prince's Nothing Compares to You, that I guess he originally performed live on Sirius XM, that on white vinyl. Of course, for the strange, bizarro world that forces me to admit that this guy made a good album in the past couple of years, Kids See Ghosts, 4,000 copies of that, much better than it has any right to be, collaborative album between Kanye West and Kid Cudi on pink vinyl. And lastly, one that throws me back to my Edgelord high school days, Shadows Fall of One Blood, 1,350 copies of the band's second full-length album from 2000, with tracks remixed and remastered by someone named Zeus, and the unfortunately named engineer Alan Douches.
Damn.
Look, I don't. I'm not in charge of naming people, but you know, Shadows Fall in general slaps pretty hard, and so does that album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a whole bunch of a good time here. I got some ones that are kind of worth mentioning as well. Those of you who want to get a little deep with your deep dives. We have the Bangles, Doll Revolution, double album, 1,200 copies. First time this album has ever been released on vinyl. Pretty cool. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm seeing a discrepancy. The site says 1,200. Description says 1,500. Someone's not paying attention.
Numbers are important to be consistent with.
Okay. We also have here, with a very wide 8,000 units available, a re-release of the 1994 EP compilation from the Beastie Boys, Some Old Bullshit. That's just a fun title.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay, for those of you who are into early 2000s pop, 2,500 copies of this are available. Fountains of Wayne, Welcome Interstate Managers.
Wow, there's a name I have had to think about recently, because I'm pretty sure their founder died of COVID.
Yeah.
Damn. It's
very sad. Very sad story. Sad for different reasons, however, is a song nobody should buy, but if you want to pull a prank on your friend or something... 7,500 copies of this are available. It's a 7-inch vinyl of George Harrison's magnum opus of music plagiarism, My Sweet Lord.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God, why?
Yeah. We know the story about that song. Yeah. Okay. Here's something kind of cool. 5,000 copies of this are going to be available. The Weeknd, After Hours Remixes.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
I think that's the one. I know. Remix from the from the Chromatics, the OP remix of Sacred Tears, the Big Boy remix of Heartless, the Blaze remix of After Hours, the SNL live version of Scared to Live, and that's it. Nothing else.
We also have here 7,000 copies of this compilation, Public Enemy. Power to the People and the Beats, Greatest Hits. So if you want the good cuts, there you go. keeping in the realm of the hip-hop game, 2,400 copies of this are going to be available. Snoop Doggy Dogg, Doggy Style.
Ah.
Nice.
Yeah. Y'all know the hits on this one. And again, Rob, I don't know how you missed this. 3,000 copies, Motorhead, On Parole, expanded and remastered.
I mean, I figured you were going to cover that anyway, so.
Oh, well, fair enough. We also have here 1,800 copies of Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Park's Orange Crate Instrumentals. Vinyl pressing of the instrumental recordings found on the 2020 Omnivore Recording CD of Orange Crate Art, originally released in 1995. That's pretty cool. Now, for this one, I have questions. 1,000 copies of this are going to be available, and I don't know why this is a thing, but we have here The Divine Comedy by Mila Jovovich.
Ain't she the chick from the Resident Evil movies?
Yes, yep. She is.
And that upcoming Monster Hunter movie?
Yeah. Yep. Apparently this was something done back in like the late 90s. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Okay. I guess she must have had some other things on her mind.
Oh, yeah. 1993.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's before Fifth Element.
This was her first of only two albums. I'm guessing it didn't work out very well for her.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a good thing those movies unfortunately made money then.
Yeah. Also helps that you're married to the director.
Yeah, okay. Let's clean the palette here with 4,000 copies of Old Dirty Bastard, Return to the 36 Chambers, the dirty version, the instrumentals.
You know, for the kids.
If the dirty version, but instrumentals.
Words are confusing.
Don't make sense.
Yeah, it'll also have a 7-inch of the stripped versions from the Digital Deluxe Edition of Brooklyn Zoo and Shimmy Shimmy Ya. All right, and we're going to close out my section here with the usual kid-friendly album of choice. A 10-inch vinyl, 1,000 copies, Fraggle Rock, Rock On, the soundtrack to the Apple TV show Fraggle Rock, Rock On.
Wait, did that show premiere already?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it has such guests as Jason Mraz, Alanis Morissette, Ziggy Marley, Common, Tiffany Haddish, and Doogie Howser himself, Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
It's for the kids, but not like actually for the kids, like ODB here. It's for the kids, in quotation marks. Oh, and one more here from those of you who are into 80s New Wave. Amy Mann, Bachelor No. 2, 20th Anniversary Edition, 4,000 copies. It's a re-release. It's pretty cool.
Nice. So, yeah, y'all know now at least our interests as far as the Black Friday offerings. I'm still not sure if I'm going to dunk in, you know, cash for this, but I could probably spend it on even more video games for my backlog. Because, Lord knows, I got stuff to catch up on, but that's neither here nor there.
But, one more just for good measure, avoid at all costs, Crown the Empire 7102010, or however it's called, I don't know. It's Crown the Empire Unplugged. How fun.
Wait, 710210. Wait, is that supposed to be like July 10th, 2010?
I don't know. I don't care to know.
Oh, God, the dumb naming here, I swear to God. But, yeah, now that that's out of the way, and y'all know what you're buying and not buying, there's only really one last thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of October 16th, 2020. Starting at the top, there's the new collaborative album from Health and Friends with Disco 4 Part 1. From that popular indie alternative singer Beeb Doobie, we have her debut, Fake It Flowers. As mentioned before, Benny the Butcher with Burden of Proof. Open Mike Eagle with Anime, Trauma, and Divorce. Apparently, there's a new EP from Mario.
Wait, he's still around? Called
Closer to Mars. Yeah, you know, that guy that wrote what is probably still one of the worst songs Todd in the Shadows ever reviewed. Y'all remember that from way back in the day? I still remember that. There's a new Joyner Lucas EP called Evolution. There's a new full-length album from professional creepy-ass hymen inspector T.I. with The Libra. Libra here being an acronym for Don't Inspect Your Daughter's Hymen. Creep-ass.
It used my sign, damn it.
And last but certainly not least, there's a new project from electronic duo Autoker called Sign. So now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, in the Discord or of Azure, where I lurk around and lurk around. That's pretty much all I do nowadays.
Mark, what about you?
Let's see. Discord, Matt 2 Hybrid. Instagram, Matt 2.0. TikTok, Mac 2.0, aka The Blue Hybrid, and my Twitter, Mac 2 Hybrid Media. My Hybrid one, you know the site by now. I did a whole lot of anime first impression shit, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stop now because I did a whole bunch. Because fuck.
Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@surrealresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified when new stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that fun stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord for just all kinds of fun and all kinds of nonsense. And of course, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We'll finally be getting around to the album roundup this week, and then the usual weekly nonsense next week, of course. So, until then, man, do I really have to download Steve?
Yes, you do.